Thank the Lord. I'm so excited about Christmas this year. Are you? Y'all excited, children? And we're usually out of town on Christmas, and the Lord has made it way where we can be home this year. Luke chapter number 2 and verse 1. Oh man, I've got a lot of reading tonight, so let's just read verse 16 through 20. Luke chapter 2, verse 16 through 20. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Verse 19, our scripture text. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Verse 49 of the same chapter. Verse 48, when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. He said unto them, how is it ye sought me? Wist not that I must be about my father's business? They understood not the saying which he spake unto them, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. And then here, let's look at this. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Verse 19, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. I know that your word is anointed. I ask you to anoint us tonight, Lord, and touch us in this service in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Pondered. She meditated on them. She thought on these things. She kept them and she pondered them in her heart. The miracles that took place for Christ to be born. The divine hand of God that Christ could be born. Amen. Without the sin nature. When Christ was born, all of heaven stood and watched. The Bible says that there were shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. I was in the hospital today, visiting, walked by, you know, area, and there was that a little baby. I don't know. I think they must have been doing some maybe test or something on the little baby, but they were sure making that child upset. I'll tell you that, in that room. I don't know if they was doing CAT scans or something, but I mean, that child was just a hollering and screaming. Sounded like a newborn, but it wasn't close to the maternity ward, so evidently something else was going on. But Jesus was born. There was no room in the inn. The Bible says an angel of the Lord came to them. An angel came and said, amen, I bring you good tidings. I've got to tell somebody. The angel had to tell somebody. Amen. Have you ever had news or you just had to tell somebody? And you know, whatever, we was doing Christmas shopping the other day, and Sister Bethany is going to buy something. She said, I ain't buying nothing until I take these little girls home. Because they will tell immediately. And you know, when you've got a secret or something you want to tell. Well, the world was going on just like nothing, but the angels knew. The angels knew that a Savior was born. Amen. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got to tell somebody. Praise the Lord. I've got to tell somebody. It's like the angel is saying. The Bible says that they told the shepherds. The Bible says that ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly, all of a sudden, there was with that angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. If you study history and the shape that the world was in before Christ was born compared to what, amen, the changes that begin to take place after, amen, Jesus came to this earth. Amen. It's so amazing how that every nation, every known nation at that time, amen, was in some form of slavery to others. Many was enslaved to their own people. But when Jesus came, amen, he come to set free. And he did set mankind free from sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. And free from bondage. They came and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. I remember when our children was born, amen, and I know that this was quite a complicated situation, knocking on the room and or the inn and say, you know, as Mary's going there, of course we can only imagine what it was. Amen, Joseph, we're getting close. You better hurry, Joseph, and you know, there's all kinds of stories, and probably all y'all have your own, but it's not going to be long now. Well, there's a motel up here. Amen. There's an inn up here. There's a place where we can stay. Just if you can make it just a little farther. Amen. What was they riding? A donkey or a horse? Or, you know, what was going on? Was they walking or what? I know most manger scenes are, you know, we'll have, you know, a manger scene, not necessarily, but you'll see these Christmas ornaments where Mary's riding on a donkey, which was very possible in that culture and time, and coming into Bethlehem. But, amen, it's getting close, but there's no room, no room, nowhere but the stables, nowhere but the place where they kept the animals. And so, amen, it is so urgent that she gives birth to her firstborn son there. Amen. And finally, the rush is over. Finally, it's time to relax. Finally, the baby's here and everything is going to be okay. Amen. Because they was human. Even though God, amen, had his hand on them and God had a perfect plan here, they was human. And I know miracles was taking place, but they was still human. Amen. And no doubt, probably worry and fretting. What's going to, you know, how's it going to be? What, all these different things. And finally, everything's quiet. He's wrapped in swaddling clothes. He's laying there in a manger. We can get some rest. But the Bible says, amen, that they came and found, amen, came with haste and found the baby. All of a sudden, amen, here comes, amen, knock on the stable door. All of a sudden, there's a crowd there. All of a sudden, there's people there. Where is this baby that's lying in the manger? How in the world? How do you know we have a baby lying in a manger? Because an angel told us. Hallelujah. These people was wide awake. These shepherds was wide awake. Now I know those shepherds would watch over their flock by night. And that they would, amen, even sometimes they say that those shepherds would sleep standing up. Amen. And I know a man, I'm not going to tell you his name, but he tells me, and he might tell y'all, I'll let him tell you, but he says that he can sleep with his eyes open. He says that he can sleep driving down the road with his eyes open. I've only rode with him one time since he told me that. And trust me, he did not go to sleep. But anyways, he says that he can sleep. But they say those shepherds, amen, would sleep, but they would rest in a standing position. Or, amen, you know, like Jacob. Jacob was a shepherd. He used a stone for a pillow. That was a common thing for those shepherds because they was like in an upright position. And even for a thief, the thief might think they're awake. They're laying there. They can't hood or something over their face or kind of over their head. They can't see if their eyes are open or not. I'm going to tell you, these shepherds wasn't asleep at all. They hadn't drank no coffee. They hadn't had a frappuccino from Starbucks. They hadn't had no caffeine. You don't need no caffeine when you saw an angel. I mean, wide awake. 2 o'clock in the morning, it was in the night. What time was it? Midnight. When was it? But it was at night. Amen. Here they come rushing in. I mean, just like it's midday. Mary's trying to get some rest, probably. Amen. As you can only imagine, I don't have to go into this, but she just gave birth to her firstborn child. And by the way, her mom wasn't there to coax her. Her aunt wasn't there to pat her hand. All she had was Joseph. And sometimes men are not the most.
Y'all still with me?
You know, I mean, my wife can tell stories on me, you know, but we won't get into that. But all of a sudden, they're shepherds. And the Bible says that they heard, amen, wondered at those things. They're talking about what has happened. These strange providences. The angel, no doubt they had never seen an angel before. You know that in Bible time, they believed if they saw an angel that they would die. If you saw an angel, it was common teaching that, and I don't know where it came from, but if you saw an angel, then you would die. And probably, and I agree with a lot of commentators and Bible scholars, that people would see angels or would see afterlife beings close to death. Like, you know, and I've had friends or family that died, and they would talk about seeing somebody, you know, that had already died, or, you know, and they would communicate and say, I saw so-and-so, or whatever. And I'm going to throw this in right here. Just, there was this lady up in Virginia, and, you know, people sometimes don't tell, you know, their parents stuff, you know, somebody gets sick or something. Well, she's on her sick bed, and her brother-in-law or her son-in-law got killed in a car wreck. Well, she was getting close, and so they decided that they wasn't going to tell mama that the son-in-law had got killed. They made the decision, we're not going to tell mama. Well, like a day or two later, she's there and the family comes in. She said, what's Jim doing over there? So what's she talking about? Said, what's Jim doing in heaven? He's not supposed to be over there. She saw, you know, she was getting close and she was seeing. But they believed in these times, amen, they believed if they saw an angel, most of them taught if they saw an angel that they wouldn't live. This was such exciting news it never crossed their mind. They just come running in that stable. You talking about shook up, amen, you talking about wide-eyed, you talking about, amen, fired up, amen, more, amen, than I could ever be fired up on a Wednesday night. I mean, it's the middle of the night, amen, here they've just had this baby. Finally, you know, everything's in order. Everything's okay. He's healthy. He's breathing. Everything's fine. Wrapped him in these swaddling clothes, which is just like pieces of clothing. Amen. Strips of clothing is what that means. Lays him there in the manger where there's probably hay or a soft place. And then here comes all these shepherds in. Where's this one that the angels have talked about? Where's this one? Amen. And the Bible says that when they left, have you ever been in a situation where people left, you're just like, woo. Man, sometimes you thank God when they come, and other times you thank God when they go. The Bible says Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart. We ought to keep the things of God in our heart. God's done things. And it's y'all can look at me tonight however you want to, but I'm telling you the truth. It's easy to forget. You don't believe how easy it is to forget? How come we're worrying about things that God's already helped us with at one point or another in our life? But we forgot what God did back then. We forgot how God helped us. Amen. The Bible said Mary kept all these things and she pondered them in her heart. We can learn from this tonight, and that's what I want to preach about for a little while. Amen. Thinking about what God has done for us. It's scriptural. Amen. For us to remember what God has done for us. God gave us the memory. Amen. And y'all know, you know, when you get older, things, your memory don't work as good and stuff like that. But I remember sitting around this older preacher, and he would tell stories about people getting saved, tell stories about when he preached, tell stories about when God used him to heal. He never forgot it. You know, there, it amazes me. People in nursing homes, you can ask them. Even Sister Doris is here. She's probably experienced this many times. People don't even know their own family. But they'll remember Amazing Grace. They'll remember when they got saved. They'll remember the church. They'll remember songs, Rock of Ages. I mean, we can't even remember the words right now. Amen. But they'll remember those. Why? Because God amen, has a way of implanting in our mind. I've seen people with Alzheimer's tell stories about, you know, when they preached, amen. And I remember one preacher said, they say I'm getting Alzheimer's. And he'd tell me the same story every time I saw him over and over. Why? Amen. Because it was in his heart. Amen. God, help us to keep all these things. What has God done for us? The Bible said that when Jesus was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem, and Jesus stayed behind, was there with the doctors, amen, and talking to them. And Mary came back and she said, why have you done this to us? We have sought thee sorrowing. You know, this was a very complicated thing. This caused them a lot of trouble to come back. Amen. They was already 3 days journey. They just supposed he was in the company with them. And it also created problems for them because now they had to journey alone and it was dangerous. Amen. And when they went, that's the reason they went as a company, is because for safety and other reasons. Now they had to go alone. And so this, for Jesus to stay behind, amen, created many problems and discomfort, so they thought. Jesus looked at them and said, why did you seek for me? Didn't you know I must be about my Father's business? And the Bible said that Mary kept all these sayings in her heart. I want to preach to you tonight about Mary keeping these things in her heart. How much did she keep it in her heart? I'll tell you, amen, one of the last mentions of Mary, she was in the upper room. She must have kept them real good in her heart. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, when you keep God's word will keep you. Hallelujah. The Bible said, amen, in Psalms 119, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. D.L. Moody had, amen, in the front of his Bible, he had written, amen, this book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book. Amen. This book, the Bible said, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She kept them in her heart. God help us to keep, amen, the word of God in our heart. Amen. To keep what God has done for us. She pondered on them. She thought on them. Amen. When you get down and out, start thinking about how God has been good to you. The Lord dealt with me here a while back about writing down things, you know, stories and things, about writing them down. Just to write them down. You know, I feel like the reason the Lord dealt with me about that, amen, is because when I write stuff down, I can remember it. If I write something down, if I want to memorize a chapter, I can just write, if I write it down a couple times, and I'll remember it. I took a test one time in school that would, and I wish I could find out that test. Some of y'all might know it, but there's a test that they gave us, and I was actually taking a college class, and it would identify how you learn. And it had three ways that a person learns: by doing, by seeing, and by hearing. And I have to be honest with y'all. Just y'all might hate me when I tell you this. You might be more lenient on me. But I had no answers. I had no pluses. I was zero. I failed on the hearing. As Sister Bethany said, amen. Everything that I heard, it never stayed with me. But if I saw it, it was a little better. And then if I'd done it with my hands, I did it a little better. But I felt like the Lord dealt me to write things down that the Lord has done. The Lord's done a lot of things for us. Amen. Praise God. I want to remember them. The Bible says to remember what God's done. The Bible said even to look to the pit from which the place he pulled you out of, the rock from which he was hewn. Amen. Not looking back to go back, but looking back to see where God's brought you from. You know, if you feel like you're not making no progress, just look behind you real quick. Amen. You can be taking slow steps. Amen. It seems like you're gaining no ground, but look how far God's brought you. Amen. In the past. Look at, amen, your desires. Hallelujah. You may feel like you're getting knocked back three feet, Brother Curtis. Amen. But think about that desire God's given you. Amen. Thank God. Pondered on them. Let us remember the goodness of God in our heart. Amen. The song that she sang, I didn't know she was going to sing. It said, when I think of all he's done for me. Amen. God help us. It's God's will. Amen. To meditate sometimes. Why do you think the devil's got us so busy, or this society's got us so busy? With so many distractions. Amen. So many different demands. Because the devil does not want us to have quiet time with God. Alone time. Pondered on them. Amen. In our heart. God help us to remember when they went through the Jordan River, the garment of the priest touched the water. Flooded season. Out of his banks, they didn't have a dam on the Jordan River, and it flooded. It rained. There was rainy seasons there. Sometimes that Jordan River, you could step over it. Other times, it's like the Sabine down here. I'm talking about 20 feet up. I was down there fishing. I got to looking up at that railroad track. Think about the time I went down there just a few feet from that water, that railroad track. Me and Evan went down there and looked at it. And then we was down there with that regulation dam where the Kilgore gets its water out. I thought, man, that has to be 10 or 20 feet up to where that water was. Flooding. That's the way Jordan was. It wasn't a little stream. The devil was trying to keep them out of the promised land any way that he could. Amen. But the Bible said when the priest, amen, garment touched, they wore robes all the way down to the ground, those priests did. And when it touched the water went to flapping back. Amen. And standing back. Amen. And the wind started blowing, and all the priests stood there with that ark on their shoulder. They stood in the middle of that river until every Israelite was over on the promised land. Hallelujah. Talking about the devil trying something. Amen. When she was testifying, the devil trying, but God is always ahead of the devil. He's got more power than the devil. Hallelujah. He's greater than the enemy. Amen. But Joshua said, amen, before those priests come out of the middle of Jordan, he said, I want each one of you men, amen, one from Reuben, one from Levi, one from Simeon, one from Judah, amen, one from here, all 12 tribes, amen, every one of you get you a stone and said, carry it out there in the middle of that river. What are we going to do? Amen. Pile a big old heap right out there in that river. And said, when your children said, hey, how'd those rocks get out there in the middle of that river? Said, you tell them, God dried this river up. Hallelujah. Remember it. Remember what God has done for you. We are to remember what God has done. Mary pondered all these things in her heart. It worked. She wasn't just at the upper room on the day of Pentecost. It worked because she was standing at the cross. Hallelujah, when Jesus was dying. The Bible said in John 19, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. She believed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 15, amen, 14 says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Amen. Meditate upon these things. Meditate on them. Think on them. Amen. She pondered these things in her heart. Praise God. Give thyself wholly unto them that thy profiting may appear unto all. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. It's so easy to forget what God has done. It's so easy to forget what God has, how God's helped us. Amen. It's so easy to forget. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us in Psalm 77, amen, in verse number 11. Praise the Lord. It said, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. You know why you're to testify about what God's done? Amen. You're to testify about it because it helps you remember it. You're to talk about it because it helps you to remember it. Amen. You know, when you tell something, when you talk about something, it helps you to remember. He said right here, I will remember, amen, the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of all thy doings. It's God's will for you to talk about what God's done for you. That's why we have testimony service. Not to moan and groan. Amen. Let's have testimony service. It seems like we give more glory to the devil about our aches and pains and sorrows. God help us. But a testimony, amen, can I get a witness? A testimony is glory to God. God brought me through. I'm saved. Amen. If we have nothing else to say, we're saying, I'm saved. I'm on the right path. I'm going to glory land. I love for Brother Wayne to testify. Hallelujah. You disappointed me tonight, brother. You didn't do your jump. Amen. Hallelujah. But we've got something to rejoice about, whether it's Wednesday night, amen, Sunday morning, Sunday night. We have got the best thing. Hallelujah. I said, we have got the best thing. A testimony is giving glory to God. And he said, I will talk of all thy doings. If God's done something for you, it's a shame on us if we don't tell it. Amen. God help me. So many times I don't want to tell it. Amen. Sometimes it's, you know, it's a pride crusher. You get up and tell, you know, I mean, just like Sister Bethany testifying tonight. Amen. About, you know, that Christmas card. Amen. I never even prayed that God met that need. I thought, Lord, I never even prayed and asked you. And because I wasn't necessarily worried about it. I knew, you know, I was trying to do something about it. But, you know, it wasn't like I didn't have food to eat or shoes on my feet or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel like it was just like I was dying or anything, you know. I mean, everything was, you know, up and up on, I thought on my end, but I did have a need. Amen. And God saw that need. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it. And I thank Sister Bethany for testifying about it. Amen. Because we ought to tell about what God has done. Amen. We're to tell about it. Now I'm going to tell y'all one more thing. I know I testified about that. Amen. About that passport. And I do thank God for that because it's a difficult thing for me because I got my passport stolen. And, y'all might think this is funny, but I brought a guy to church and he stole my Bible and my passport was in my Bible. And, but anyways, I never did get it back. And, ain't that a shame? Amen. To steal my Bible. But anyways, God help us. Maybe he needed it. I don't know. He probably thought something else was in there, but, I had to apply for a new passport. Well, I got to thinking, man, if I lost this passport, I just applied for one just a few months ago and I lost it too. And I apply again to the, you know, to the customs or whoever and say, hey, I lost again. What are they going to say? He said, and we ain't giving you no more. He said, you're going to lose it too. But the Lord helped me find it. And I thank God for it. I thank the Lord for it. I praise God. The Bible said, talk of all thy doings. If you ain't got nothing to talk about, or if I ain't got nothing to talk about, even talk about how God parted the Red Sea. I believe the Bible. Amen. So, well, I don't have a testimony. Yes, you do. You could talk about Jonah getting swallowed by the whale or something like that. There was a man got saved. His wife had been saved for years and he was out of church. Never went to church. He got saved. And she's in there and they're an older couple and he's in there reading his Bible. And she's in the kitchen. She testified and she said, I looked in there and he was crying while he's reading his Bible. She said, I went over and he was reading in Mark. And she said, I said, what's wrong? He said, Jesus just walked on the water. He said, she went back to, you know, the kitchen. She thought, she got under conviction. She said, that ain't no big deal to me because I've heard it preached on 1,000 times. I've read it 100s of times. Ain't no big deal. But to him, he had just got saved. He hadn't read it before. He might have heard it, but he had just read it for the first time since he got saved. And to him, it was brand spanking new. Jesus just walked on the water. Hallelujah! Mary pondered all these things in her heart. She wouldn't let them go. She kept them. How did she keep them? How do you know she kept them? Because she stood by the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know she kept them because she made it to the upper room. The Bible says that Mary was at a marriage. Amen. At the beginning of Jesus' ministry. The Bible said that Jesus was there and his disciples. Jesus had already started his ministry. And he went to this marriage. I'm talking about keeping them things. Keeping what God has done. You know what really matters is that we make it to heaven. He said they'll say we cast out devils in your name. We've done many mighty wonderful works in your name. But it won't work. Because we got to be faithful to the end. Hallelujah. She kept them. Hallelujah. She kept them through doubt. She kept them through discouragement. She kept them through drought. She kept them through, amen, hard times, through sickness. Amen. We'll get down. Hallelujah. But we don't have to go out. There's an old song said, the flame has flickered. I'm out of time. The flame has flickered, but the fire has never gone out. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been there before where I wondered, amen, if I was going to make it. But she kept them. She was at the marriage. She said, they have no wine. Amen. Jesus said, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Amen. Mary goes to the servants and she said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Amen. Jesus had never done a miracle, but she had kept those things, Brother Curtis. She knew he could do miracles. Come on now. We know he can do miracles because he opened blinded eyes. He raised Lazarus from the dead. We know he can do miracles, Sister Janice, because he walked on the water, all these things. But he had never done that. Mary knew he could do miracles because she had kept those things in her heart. I'm telling you, when you got the Word of God and when you believe the Word of God, whether you've never seen a miracle in your life, you know what God can do. She kept those sayings in her heart. Amen. She goes to those servants and said, amen, whatever that man tells you to do, you do it. She was so convincing to them that they put water in the governor's cup. You're talking about she was convincing. Amen. They have no wine, Mary says. Hallelujah. Whatever he says. I want to keep God's word. Hallelujah. She had faith and believed in him. You know, hallelujah. The Bible don't say Mary didn't believe in him. It says his brethren didn't believe in him, but the Bible don't say Mary didn't believe in him. Hallelujah. All the way down in that heart, that Jewish girl, amen, who had weathered many storms, amen, and no doubt faced many things because of the scandal, amen, of being pregnant before she was married, amen, and then trying to stay religious and all these different things. And I know that God, amen, helped her and took her, amen, from one place to Nazareth, from there to, amen, Egypt. She was in Egypt until Herod died. Amen. How long was she in Egypt? I don't know. Amen. But she was out, you know, she was out of town. She didn't face everybody. And I know, amen, that God had his hand in all of it. The child was born at Bethlehem. Amen. In the city, the hometown of Joseph. Amen. Where he was from, because that's where he had to go for the census. Amen. Herod was putting in the tax that he was putting on had to be accounted for there. Amen. But she kept those sayings in her heart that Jesus had never done one miracle, and yet she knew he was capable of turning that water into wine. She didn't even know he was going to say put water in the wine. How did she know he was going to say just carry these empty cups up there? And then, but she had kept it in her heart. She had hid it in her heart. Nobody would even know it. She was so quiet. Nobody would even know that she was a believer. Nobody would even know. Amen. But you see her. Amen. When her heart has these words in it of God. Amen. And she believes so strong. I'm telling you, if you're having problem forgetting like I do, ask the Holy Ghost to help you remember. I got scripture to back that up. If you got the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says He will bring all things to your remembrance. Woo! Hallelujah! God don't ever forget nothing! Except our sins when we ask Him to forgive us. Hallelujah! And He does that by choice. And He takes them and throws them behind His back. And throws them into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. And one man said, puts up a no fishing sign.
The Bible said he throws our sins into the depths of the sea.
What was that song she was singing a while ago about Mary had a little lamb and he washed our sins in his blood or something like that? He cleansed us from our sins or something, that second line. What did it say? Crimson flow. Anyways, they say that that there's parts of the depths of the sea that nothing can even exist there. Nothing man-made can exist there. There's so much pressure and so much force in the bottom of the sea. Look it up. They said if they was to put a vessel there, they think that it would just explode. Hallelujah! Devil, go on down there and look for my sin. When God threw them down there, He caused them to explode and disintegrate. Thank you, Jesus. Stand together with me. Hallelujah, Jesus. She kept these things and pondered them in her heart to the place that it completely changed her life and made her, amen, into a believer at the cross, believer at the Cana of Galilee, a believer in the upper room. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to remember, Lord. Help us to remember what you've done for us, God. Maybe somebody here tonight struggling. Maybe somebody here tonight facing a battle. The devil says you won't make it through this one. God, help us to remember how you've brought us through before. We love you tonight, Jesus. We have a grateful heart, Lord. We have a heart of thanksgiving. Bless us this Christmas, Lord. Give us peace in our hearts and homes. Meet every need, Lord, that is supplied through the wants and desires in the hearts of your people, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I love you, Jesus. Let's take some time to pray tonight.